That's the Boston Symphony Orchestra at home in Symphony Hall. And now the BSO is taking the show on the road with a four-city tour of Japan. WBUR's Andrea Shea is there with the musicians, crew, and music director, Andras Nelsons. And she joins us now. Hey, Andrea, how's it going so far?
Oh, it's going great. You know, jet lagged like the rest of the crew. It's quite something to be getting a taste of this logistical gauntlet of getting more than 100 musicians on planes and trains and buses and hotels and to venues on time. But everything seems to be going pretty smoothly. There was a hint of drama before the first concert in Nagoya, though. There was a local truck driver apparently missed getting up on time to deliver the instruments to the orchestra's rehearsal. And this delayed the orchestra's rehearsal of a very demanding, dynamic Shostakovich symphony, the 11th. So their rehearsal was really shortened. And it didn't affect their performance, but the next day when they got to Osaka, to Festival Hall for the next concert, they only had 15 minutes to rehearse. So they stopped pretty abruptly so they could go get dressed and prepare for the audience to come in.
So the show must go on. How is the Japanese audience receiving the BSO and Andras Nelsons?
It's pretty exciting. I mean, a lot of Japanese people really love classical music, Western classical music, and they're avid about it. And so it's been a while since the BSO has been to Japan with its own permanent music director. I spoke with current music director Andras Nelsons about that, and here's what he had to say.
I think it's also very symbolic and very emotional, I think, for the audience, I think, for orchestra members, who, because the last tour with the music director to Japan was with Seiji in 18 years ago.
Seiji Ozawa, who Andras Nelsons just mentioned there, he led the BSO for 29 years, and he really broke the mold of white European conductors when the BSO hired him. He's from Japan. He lives here now. He's 82. And there's a very profound connection and friendship between the orchestra and Ozawa to this day. I spoke with Takeyoshi Nakamura, a music professor emeritus at Osaka Music College, who through an interpreter said he saw the BSO back when Seiji Ozawa brought the orchestra to Japan decades ago.
Mr. Nelsons is a conductor that the world is really attracted to right now. And he thinks that he is very on point about how he understands a lot of the music that he performs. And he thinks that the Boston Symphony, among the American orchestras, is one of the orchestras that is very close to a European orchestra.
And Sharon, he wasn't alone. When the BSO finished playing first with violin soloist Gil Shaham, and then after intermission they did Shostakovich Symphony No. 11, the audience just kept clapping and clapping. And then Sharon, after the show, there was this line of basically super fans, I guess you could call them groupies, lined up outside Osaka's Festival Hall for Andras Nelsons to autograph their concert programs, their books, their CDs, and to take a lot of pictures. I spoke with one 25-year-old, Yuki Sataki, and he told me that he had seen Andras perform in Germany.
I've heard the big news with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. He's coming to Japan, to Osaka. And this is just fantastic. No words. It's a wonderful concert. Thank you very much.
So he was really excited.
Well, Andrea, thank you and enjoy.
Well, thank you. I will keep you posted.
Andrea Shea will be reporting from Japan all week on WBUR's Morning Edition and at the Artery on WBUR.org.